Hey guys, Michael Tazzoni here. Welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 39. Quick update on my upcoming travels. I will be in Cryptolina, which is a Bitcoin conference in North Carolina, next week from looks like Thursday the 14th until Sunday the 17th. Then I will be in London from Tuesday the 26th of June until the 1st of July, Sunday. Then I'll be around Pittsburgh the following week, and then the week after that from Tuesday, July 10th until Tuesday, July 17th, I will be in Paris. Some of those times, like the London one, I will be working probably early morning till late evening, so I may not be available. But other than that, on the other ones, I should be pretty free. So if you wish to hang out, ask questions, meet, whatever, feel free to let me know. So that being said, today's topic I wanted to discuss... I have the general concept of what I want to talk about, but I haven't actually thought of exactly how to explain this, so I will try my best. The topic is, or the concept that I've been, dealing with in my personal life, and something that just comes up in business and I guess just life in general, is the concept of people who get stuck doing bad things or stuck in bad situations because they believe that what they are doing is right, or they believe that what they are doing is a better outcome than any other outcome. This would be, for example, there's obviously a famous saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It might be that one is based on ignorance. So in that case, for example, you could have a situation where people in a political organization may think that they would be doing a good service for, let's say, working people by passing... Well, let's use a real-world example. In France, they wanted to make it so that workers have a lot more protection from being fired unfairly, so they made it very difficult to fire workers. The idea was that it would help employees from losing their job because I guess everybody's entitled to having a job or an income or something. End result was that employers, knowing that if they hire somebody, it'll be really hard to get rid of them, started being extremely picky with whom they hire and avoided hiring people in general. And as a result, France has a really, really high, almost socially damaging number of unemployment among the youth. So, but that's more of a action from ignorance. The one I'm actually talking about is more, it is kind of ignorance in a way, but it's more of a feeling you are right in what you're doing. So I had the unfortunate experience of being in such a position myself. In my previous job, in the previous company I worked with, I was tasked to help raise funds for the company, and I was already really skeptical about such ideas because I have had experience with prior companies, or not personally, but I've seen other companies that would raise money and were not, let's say, transparent about their actions. And personally, I like to be completely transparent if I am working with somebody else's money. To me, trustworthiness is very important, and the best way to stay trustworthy and not get into any trouble is to make it so that you can't get yourself in trouble by making yourself exposed as possible. So anytime you do something that would possibly be unethical. It would, you're not able to do that without everybody else seeing that. But anyway, I was skeptical of that idea of the company raising funds, but I agreed to do this and help them raise them, where I was basically working as a what's called a community manager. It's really just a brand manager and a marketing company, like brand developer. I convinced them to, well, promise me that they will be public about their finances and some other things that I needed as a condition. So I went along with it. Unfortunately, after the money was raised, even though I was put in charge of the project and I was supposed to get that money to make the project a reality, I did not get access to the funds that were raised. And to date, I still don't actually know what happened to the funds. I was told kind of, sort of, what was going on with it. But again, it's just me having to take somebody else's words, so I'm not going to repeat them because it's there's no actual proof of it. However, I ended up in a situation where there were people who invested money in a company, and in order for them not to lose their money, there was only one outcome for that to happen, which is the company would need to deliver the product that the money was raised for. And so instead of being public about any kind of major issues going on inside the company, I figured that if I work hard and fix things and manage things, maybe I can actually turn things around, deliver a product, and save my customers who believed in me and invested money in the company. So basically, I continued working and I continued kind of keeping things under wraps and trying to manage them as best as I could in hopes that I can turn things around. And unfortunately, the company just kept floundering and it's still kind of digging itself out. And the customers may have ended up, they couldn't really sell their investment shares either way, even if they wanted to. But it kind of ended up dragging the image that the company may have been okay for longer than it should have been. And the reason this happened is because I believed that would be a better outcome, even though it was not entirely, I guess, factual or ethical. So the way I convinced myself that this is right is because the investors were already had a loss in the sense that they invested the money, and me continuing to try to keep the company image going would not actually hurt investors, and new investors would not come in to be harmed with this either. That's something I will have to probably deal with in the future. I mean, in a way, I was kind of lied about the whole thing that might happen too, but this is an example of being trapped in a situation where I believe that what I am doing is a better outcome and that I am right. But there are a lot more extreme examples of this in the world, and a lot of those are actually even worse than what I'm talking about here. So, for example, Ponzi schemes are a big, have a big aspect of this. As people who start investment funds, and they might initially they might even think they have a great idea. They have some way to game the market. They start raising money from people. More and more people pile into their investment, and their idea on how to game the market actually works, at least short term. But then that idea starts to fail, and at that point they end up in a situation where people are still giving them money, but they are losing money and they can't turn their strategy around. So in their view, they might, even though it was never originally a Ponzi to begin with, they may start using funds that came in to continue paying out of other people. So in their eyes, all they're doing is paying people, quote-unquote, temporarily from a pool of money that has been collected until they can turn things around. And all they're doing is trying to protect their investors. They're trying to turn this failed investment that ended up turning into a Ponzi without them realizing in order to try to save the other people, and they think that they are right with what they're doing. They are trying to make things better and trying to stall things until they can fix it, while in actuality, without them even realizing what happened, their investment fund can quickly turn into an actual Ponzi scheme where they're literally, as new investors come in, they're literally paying that money out to old investors. And there are also other similar things, like I may have mentioned, I've actually had a couple of people contact me recently with their high-yield investment opportunities that they're offering to me, and those high-yield investment opportunities, people claiming that, oh, I can do 11-14% a week. I've even seen somebody claim that they can turn $1,000 into $5,000 a week. That's freaking 500% return. If you actually extrapolate that to a year, you would have basically all the bitcoins and all the money and all the dollars in existence by the end of the year. So that's obviously not a realistic investment, but the people who actually work to promote those kind of investments, they might be doing this kind of stuff without even realizing what they're doing too. They may have earned a little bit of money, they don't understand what's going on, and they're just promoting this thing like, hey, I earned this money, I should get more people in on this because this is great, it'll save people. So they think they're doing good, but it's not. A slightly, I guess, more complicated example of this is what's going on with one of my business coaches. So I signed up with a coach who's been training me and going, guiding me on how to build my businesses and structure my life and do a lot of other things. He's also been doing, helping me with marketing. He was the one who actually suggested that I start this CryptoLife 365 thing, and crypto life in general, the marketing and coaching. But he had a business partner that he has been working with, who was a friend of his for, I think it was like 7 years. So they've actually kind of almost became friends, or so he thought. But what happened was, this business partner was hired to work as to manage the company for my coach. My business coach's name is JT Fox, by the way. And so JT hired this guy to work for him. His friend did not really do the job that he was supposed to. And I mean, you know, it happens. I mean, there have been many jobs that I got hired for too, where I either felt like I couldn't have the skills or the capacity to pull them, or I just lost interest and was just not in it. So, like, I mean, it's very, very easy to end up in a position that you thought would be good, or maybe even took it for the money, but then when you actually get in there, you realize that, oh crap, your heart is not in it at all. So you just kind of fizzle away until you're gone, I guess. But in this case, he was hired, he did not perform, he was asked to step down, and I guess egos played on that. JT was, well, from what the guy who was hired and didn't perform, what he says is that JT was rude to his son and his wife, and maybe he used that as an excuse for why to quit. But then what happened was, this guy, JT's, supposed friend, he went off to do his own thing. And I don't know if whether he, well, obviously he believes that he's right in what he's doing. This is kind of another one of those examples where you're trying to save and do good for others, and you believe that you're right in doing that. So what he seems to be doing is He sold a specific kind of training program for clients in order to teach them how to do sales. But since he, for whatever reason, decided to split off from JT's, he may have thought that he wanted to provide, continue to provide those people with the service that those people bought. Unfortunately, as a result in doing so, he ended up breaching a ton of contracts, soliciting employees or customers from a company that he decided to go off from, and generally causing a pretty large cluster thing for the whole company. And in his use, he's right. He believes that what he's doing is right for the customers. He believes that the customers were the ones who bought specifically him, his coaching, and his sales training. And he believes that he's right in a sense that JT may have done something to offend him or his family or something. Or, the whole thing that... the ego part of it, where he was actually working as a manager, the CEO for the company, and was asked to step down, may have been a big part in that too. But in such a situation, it's unfortunately extremely difficult to impossible to get somebody to convince somebody that what they're doing is actually not right. And even if they understand it. For example, somebody who was doing an investment account and before they realized ended up turning into an actual Ponzi scheme, you could actually explain to them, like, hey, if you look at the money coming in and money coming out, by definition, you're paying new old investors with new investment money. So by definition, you are actually running a Ponzi. But even if you show them and prove to them and they understand that what they're doing is specifically unethical, they can still fight against that in the sense that they might think that, well, even though this is unethical or it's wrong or whatever, they are still trying to do good by the customers, or they're still trying to save the situation, so to speak. And with JT's business partner and now ex-friend, it might be that the situation is in the same, kind of similar. I mean, we'll mention something in a little bit, but he recently even mentioned that he got a coach, another rather famous coach out there called Nito Cobain. He's the founder of High Point University and has been a coach to some very high-level people. JT's friend mentioned that he actually got Nito as his coach. And when JT had a call with Nito, Nito said that he was not actually coaching. He was just going to do one speaking engagement, and that's it. That kind of made me think that maybe this is another one of those examples where JT's friend is just trying to save the situation, so to speak. Like, maybe if he pretends like things are going well in the company and kind of puts on a good public face, then maybe things will turn out okay in the end and will kind of work themselves out, and you'll be able to save the customers, even though the company might be in the process of going under. And what I was going to say is I typically believe that people are good, or at least try to be good on average, at least, or the majority of them. So one rule that I do try to live by with regards to evaluating issues is that if you have a situation where you cannot tell whether the person, whether the problem that happened was because it was a malicious intent, like a scam, or gross negligence, where somebody just totally messed up, chances are it's most likely gross negligence. Like, there's just been really too many examples that I've seen or even been involved in where if you look at a situation from the outside, it might look like a scam, but if the reality of the situation, it was just somebody being negligent and possibly even stupid. Like, for example, I invested in a company that created, sold, and ran ATMs, Bitcoin ATMs, and unfortunately, I lost all my money in it. And anybody looking at it from the outside would think, "Oh, this is somebody just ended up making one or two or a couple of these ATMs, making up a bunch of lies about how great it's going to be, taking a bunch of money, spending it, and running." But from the inside, I know that unfortunately, I invested in the product without understanding the person running it very well, and the person running it did not have a very good financial management skill at all. He was a computer programmer, not a business person. Another rather famous example of this is Mt. Gox. Mt. Gox was one of the first and the biggest at one point Bitcoin exchange. It's a Bitcoin exchange that existed since, I believe, early 2011 until it crashed in, I believe, 2013. It's about the time when Bitcoin went up to 1,200 and then bubbled and crashed. I guess the kind of the prior massive bubble and crash that happened. And what happened was Mt. Gox, the exchange, was written in PHP. It was not very secure. It had a lot of bottlenecks. But looking at it from the outside, it seemed like the owner was using bots or some other means to manipulate prices and stealing a little bit of money until the entire thing crashed, locked up, ran out of money, and nobody could pull any of their money out because there was no money left in it. So the guy who owned it, Mark Karpeles, he was accused of being a scammer. Excuse me. This was in Japan, so he was even convicted and went to jail for a little while. But people who actually know him personally, like I don't know him personally, my friends do, say that he's not the type of person who would be unethical or would scam people. So even though on the outside Mt. Gox looked like a major pump and dump and it was like the number one exchange in the world, almost the only one that's actually large enough to handle any kind of volume. Thoughts that Mark Karpeles actually ran with the money to the point where even the government thought so and convicted him of it. Not too much later, it was found out, and my internal sources informed me that what happened was that one of the employees was actually taking money little by little. He was using a bot or some system in there to sift money a little bit off to the side without the system realizing this because the accounts were not being done well enough. And that this has actually been going on for over a year. And they know that this was an employee because this drainage, very slow drainage of money was happening constantly, except for the one or two weeks during which this employee would actually take a vacation. So it kind of coincided with one of their employee schedules. So in that case, again, look at it from the outside. You'd think Mark Karpeles was a scammer. He stole all this money. If you look at it from what was actually going on inside the actual operation, turns out that it was gross negligence as opposed to or incompetence as opposed to malicious intent. Another example is actually there was a guy going on online by the name of Trendon Shavers, Pirate 40, whose real name is Trendon Shavers. He also had an investment kind of a deal where people would give him money, he would invest it into various things and give him a return, and he's actually an example of a similar situation where he was accused of running a Ponzi because the returns he was getting were massive. And then the assumptions were that he ended up with a whole lot of money when the whole thing collapsed and he was just funneling the money to himself, just like the original Ponzi was, just like Bernie Madoff was. But speaking to a connection close to him that actually knows what's going on, it was another one of those gross negligence things. And With regards to JT and his ex-CEO, it really strikes me as a very similar situation where I don't think that the CEO is the guy who quit, who ended up breaking a lot of contracts and stealing clients and a bunch of other stuff. I don't think what he's doing is intentionally malicious. I honestly believe that what he's doing, he believes that he's right, that he's trying to save the clients or help the clients or save the situation for himself or whatever. But if you actually know what is going on from looking at both sides, I mean, what he's doing is just totally grossly negligent at this point. So, and all it's done is just created a massive drama, unfortunately, which, I mean, drama is just seems to be the reality of life. Like, I've been in Bitcoin, and there's been, has been, and still ongoing massive drama. In a couple of specific entrepreneurship circles, there's drama. A couple of fandoms I've been in, there's drama. There's just, like, freaking drama everywhere. So, with regards to, I guess, what the whole lesson is, people get trapped in situations where they don't even realize that what they're doing is wrong or is might be harming others or might be unethical. It's extremely easy for us to be trapped in a situation, end up in, and even trapped in a situation where you might even know that it's unethical, but you can't do anything about it. Other people might be screwing up things. They might be doing something that you might think are really, really shady. Some of them, of course, know what they're doing, and there are actual criminals out there. But there are quite a lot of people who just end up in these situations without realizing what the hell they're doing. Unfortunately, it's really hard to convince them to stop, or in a lot of cases to even convince them that what they're doing is not right. I guess keep an eye on that kind of a thing yourself. Question what kind of a situation you're getting into, and especially, this is a big one, especially avoid excuses, because if there's something that is at least a little bit questionable and then you excuse yourself thinking, well, it, yes, this might not be right, but if you get to a but where you're trying to make up an excuse, you're probably already trapped in such a situation yourself. So just don't get into them. Not only will they make you, well, not only might they might get you in massive legal trouble, even if you don't get into legal trouble, they will unfortunately make you look like an idiot, being grossly incompetent. And worst case scenario, they may totally ruin your reputation. And in the world of business, and especially in the world of finance, as in Bitcoin especially, in cryptocurrencies where there's no regulation and no way to enforce regulation, your reputation is your number one priority. If you do something in a space where people have to trust you as money and cannot rely on any third party to verify that trust, third party being a government entity like SEC or some regulator, if they have to trust your business based entirely on your name, if you ruin your name, you're done. And I've seen this so many times in this space. There's been numerous people over the years who have been fairly well known, big, important, famous participants and actors in the crypto space who have made one mistake. Sometimes it was even a stupid mistake, like one guy put up a bet online about something, and then when he lost the bet, he put up a bet for like a lot of money that he did not have, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. He lost the bet and he didn't pay out, and it was a stupid bet, but that alone just basically made him completely disappear from the entire community. And I don't know if the guy had potential. I mean, maybe he was incompetent as well, but it basically kills your future in this thing. So definitely defend your reputation, defend your name, defend your brand, and keep an eye out for situations where you start making up excuses where, well, it might be blah blah blah, but if you have to do a but someplace in there, just stop, rethink your situation. It's a lot better to admit mistakes and guilt and explain, being completely honest about what the hell happened, than to try to hide it and fix it in the background, because it's pretty much never ends up well. Anyway, I guess that's it for today. Good luck to my coach, JT, who's still dealing with this bullshit. That's, he's the guy I'm going to be working with in London at the end of this month. But it's going to be a terrible, expensive situation for him to deal with, which, as I mentioned, I have had unfortunate experience of being on both ends of, and I'm still sorry to the people who ended up getting hurt by me selling others on the lies that I've been told as well. But, well, can't really do much about it at this point. But, so, yeah. Protect your brand, protect your name. No buts, no excuses. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.